USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden continued to attack the unvaccinated while addressing the nation Tuesday.
If you're vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. You know, be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed. But if you're unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. There's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated.
The president went on and told Americans to use internet search engines to find a COVID test kit. The Chicago Teachers Union voted to teach virtually rather than in the classroom, triggering a cancellation of classes Wednesday, which school official leadership warned would happen if the union passed the vote. Its 25,000 members electronically voted. 73% are in favor of kicking the kids back home. Chicago Public Schools, the third largest school district in the country, resumed in-person learning just 2 days ago. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Some Bureau of Land Management lands are going up for sale. That could have a positive impact on the energy shortages facing Americans.
The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. The Biden administration stopped the leasing process last January and announced a review of the program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On a celestial scale, Earth on Tuesday made its closest approach to the Sun. The planet follows an elliptical orbit around the Sun rather than a circular one. This year, Earth will be furthest from the Sun on July 4th. Right now, Earth is roughly 91.4 million miles away from the Sun. On average, the planet separated from the Sun by roughly 93 million miles. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
If you're more interested in watching President Biden's eyes follow the teleprompter during COVID-19 speeches rather than the content of his words, you're not alone. Congressman Ralph Norman, the Republican from South Carolina, on Newsmax last night says Americans are tired of Biden's words.
If you had to sum up one thing about this Biden administration, it's lack of any response. It's lack of action. People are tired of words. I noticed about the interstate, they hadn't blamed Trump yet for the snow. I think that's coming next. But, regarding the COVID, people understand that they can't get a COVID test now. People understand that $1.9 trillion went into supposedly curing the COVID with the vaccine and the testing mechanisms. It's not there.
Right.
They're clueless, and they have no idea what they're doing.
Some in the medical field want Americans to change how they monitor COVID-19.
Some experts believe the focus of the COVID-19 pandemic should now shift from case numbers to hospital admissions. Health experts emphasize that keeping an eye on COVID-19 hospital admissions shows the virus is still causing severe disease and threatening fragile hospital capacity. However, case counts are still crucial for monitoring hotspots. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.